Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is our annual show on gratitude. I always like to do this right after Thanksgiving. We're going to be making the sounds of gratitude and listening and talking about all the things to be grateful for. And also, really, the intention here is to simply be able to be in gratitude for everything, whether it's positive or negative. Then it's always positive. That's our intention. Before we get started, though, I'd like to tell you about a few things happening at the school. This Friday night, if you're in the area, we're going to be doing a showing of the movie Thrive, and it's just $5. It's the new movie. You can check out the trailer at thrivemovement.com. It's a movie by Foster, I forget his last name, Foster Gamble, that is all about, you know, what we can do to really, really help change the planet based on all of the stuff that's going on with the corporations and the banks and kind of what everything that the Occupy movement is really talking about, but it's really specific things we can do, action items we can do, things we can do to help out. And we're going to be talking about it afterwards in detail and talking about, you know, resonating love and light as one of the number one things you can do to really help change the planet. And so we'll go into detail about that. I've also been working on a movie that would be about what it would be like if the banks weren't doing their thing that they're doing, the control thing, that the corporations weren't doing their thing, and all these forces that are controlling things and causing problems were gone, so that we all had health care, we were all taken care of, we were all much better off financially because nobody's in debt, and then even relationships would start to resolve. What would it actually be like? In reality, you know, walking down the street. So we'll be talking about that on Friday as well. It's this Friday, December 2nd, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. We also have coming up the next semester at the Institute, January 17th, we have the recording program in sound healing and the sound healing program, two separate programs. And if you pay in full by November 28th, you get a discount, a big discount. If you're interested, you can call us at soundhealingcenter.com at 415-777-2486, or you can go to soundhealingcenter.com or email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. At soundhealingcenter.com, you can get a lot of information on the classes and details, our instructors, and the whole program. Again, if you pay by November 28th, you get a big discount. That's also the beginning of the associate degree program besides the certificate program, which is 3.5 months. We do have the program online, which you can start on this Monday. You could start December 3rd, on Saturday, December 3rd, or January 10th. And we've got about 10 people taking the classes online. And so it's really interesting. It's working out really well. If you're interested, you know, you can check that out at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio production program online. We can start that just about any time. You can get in touch with us on that. We also have these new CDs based on cymatics frequencies, which are really powerful, well-researched frequencies. We've got about 11 CDs that are really, really effective for the body, muscles, bones, endocrine glands, you know, all the different parts of the body. You put the frequencies right on the body with actual headphones or computer speakers. We also have tuning forks. We have crystal bowls. We have sound tables. We have a sound table right now. That's a used sound table, a really high-quality sound table for $1,285. Normally, they're $1,685. So that's happening as well. And then we have an open house at the Institute on Sunday, January 15th. So if you're not in the area, it's got enough time to head on out and check it out. Again, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also do root soul frequency assessments where we find your soul frequency. We've been doing this for quite a few years, and we can do it online, on Skype, and it's really, really amazing. And then we send you a CD in your key. We also do voice analysis online, all types of things. You can check that out. All the treatments we do at soundtherapycenter.com instead of soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So today's show is about gratitude. The trick of gratitude is the energy or associated sound of gratitude is a really beautiful, consistent sound. And when you bring a beautiful, consistent sound to any other energy around you, you are basically just bringing that consistency, that beautiful sound, to the whole planet. If you come across somebody that's in gratitude, they're in a high vibration, and it affects your vibration. Just the smile of someone in gratitude will affect your vibration. But it also affects people non-locally through quantum physics, through entanglement. We're all entangled. We all came from the Big Bang, but we're also humans. We're entangled in many ways, actually, at the quantum level. So, of course, anytime you resonate a higher vibration, you're affecting everybody on the planet. And this is not woo-woo. This is pure science. You know? And again, God, too. You know, it works on the local level as well. If you actually, as I could just say, if you come across anybody that's in a really high vibration, God, I can just, it can make my whole day just seeing someone that's beaming. Imagine if we were all beaming all the time. It would be hard not to be beaming. It would be a beaming fest, beaming resonance everywhere. Okay. So that's the essence of gratitude. And the cool thing about gratitude is it's one of the easiest emotions to get to when you're in a lower emotion of, say, fear or worry or anxiousness or anxiety. Gratitude is really easy to get to. It's a little harder to jump up to joy. I mean, to go to joy when you're depressed is really tricky. Sometimes you can go to joy pretty quickly. A lot of us, you know, have done a lot of work, so we can get to joy pretty easily. But, you know, gratitude is much smaller jump. It is not that big a deal at all. So I want to go through our gratitude list, and then we're going to do a major meditation on the sound of gratitude and get us in the zone. So let's see. Gratitude. What are you grateful for? Well, there's a lot. All the people in your life that you love and that love you. Think of all the people in your life, not only that love you now, that have ever loved you, even if they don't love you now. You can still be grateful for those that loved you at some point. You can be grateful for all those that allowed you to love them, for all the love you've given, for all the love you've felt. Grateful for love. Be grateful for many of these higher emotions. You could even be grateful for gratitude. Be grateful for compassion. grateful for joy. I'm grateful for joy on two levels. I've got a cat named Joy. Grateful for many things, such as spirit, the enlivening force in our bodies. And be grateful for the frequency of your soul. Grateful for Source, the energy of Source. These really high vibrations. I want to play a song called Enlightenment so we can honor and be grateful for all of these super high vibrations. So let's listen to Enlightenment and resonate this frequency of gratitude for higher vibrations. Grateful for all problems we run into, all delays here in the music. Grateful. Well, here we are. Enlightenment. Gratitude for all the higher vibrations we all share. Thank you. here. One big one is to be grateful for this body, grateful for life. Even if you have pains or a broken arm or broken wrist, broken hand, grateful for the fact that you can even feel that. Grateful for life itself. Here's a good meditation. Just focus on your physical heart beating away for you, keeping you alive day and night, 24/7. Bring up feelings of gratitude and appreciation for your physical heart. Feel it through your whole body. Let this feeling of gratitude surround your whole body. Go through all of your auras. So it's surrounding you like a bubble. Feel this feeling of gratitude and appreciation for your heart in every cell of your body. Let it go through every cell, through every aura, every part of your system. So you're in the middle of this full bubble of gratitude with the energy of that feeling throughout it. Then, if that feeling of gratitude for your heart had a sound, think about what that sound would be like, high or low. It might even be a song. And make that sound out loud. Play with it until you find a sound that seems to match this feeling of gratitude that you're completely engulfed in. I'll make it also. It strengthens the emotion and makes it even stronger, which then affects other people even more. Let's add to this feeling of gratitude, gratitude for life, gratitude for our breath, gratitude for goosebumps and chills. Gratitude for love in our heart. Gratitude for happiness and joy. And all the senses, touch, smell, sight, hearing. Gratitude for frequencies at all. Gratitude for vibration. Gratitude for 70 trillion cells all working together in our body, even if a few of them are a little awry these days. We still got a lot, and they're still working in tandem in this beautiful harmony that is our body. Gratitude for family, gratitude for friends. gratitude for feelings. And then gratitude for beauty and nature and all the animals, all the plants, all the water, all the earth, everything on our planet that's alive, whether statically alive or physically alive. Also, all the stars, all the planets and all the stars, all the galaxies, and especially the sun. Gratitude for the sun bringing life to all of us, to everything on earth. It's a major one. Gratitude for the sun. Really nice one. It's gratitude for babies. Babies. And kids that are smiling and happy and enjoy. Gratitude for that innocence that is still inside us. Gratitude for every little thing that someone has done for you out of simple caring. Particularly the things that are given freely without expectation of any return. But regardless, gratitude for any acts for you. Or you can have gratitude for no reason at all. Just be in the energy of gratitude and this vibration of for no reason at all. I think the ultimate goal is to live in this energy, this vibration of gratitude all the time. You might go to love occasionally, or you might go to compassion. You might go to joy. There's my kitty meowing right now. Joy's meowing. She heard me say joy. And you might be able to go to a direct connection to spirit or soul or source. Any of these higher vibrations are great. But gratitude is like, it's a cool one just to live in day to day. It's also the antidote for all of these other lower emotions. Totally the antidote. It is really akin to love. It is right up there with the same consistent vibration that is totally not jumping around, not going back and forth, not distorted, but is a pure tone. Just like love. So, while we're here, let's listen to a song called Unconditional Love. And we can resonate gratitude for unconditional universal love that is not only coming into our hearts quite often from above, but is resonating in every cell of our body. Every cell of our being is love, gratitude, appreciation, this energy. often when we do the gratitude list, I found that people often forget one of the most basic things. Well, I guess we've gone through some really basics, but just the level of abundance that we live in here in the United States is just unbelievable. You know, a warm shower. If you got a bathtub, a warm bath. Yesterday I went to a hot tub. Oh my God. You know, and also just a warm house. Just looking around, I see, you know, a fireplace. I see a stereo. I see, you know, even a dresser that's beautiful. I see, you know, a kitchen full of food. Just the amount of abundance we have. I have a car that is just amazing. And there are people around the world that have nothing close to this, not even running water. Just look around your own house, and you can see probably 100 things. I mean, even just carpet or furniture, you know, just lights, electricity. There's like probably more, there's hundreds of things just in your house that are just quite amazing that we have, that are completely amazing. We often forget this. If we were just aware of all that we really have all the time, God, we'd be upset that we're not grateful. But then you'd be grateful for that. But the next step is really to be grateful for all of the problems, all of the frustrations you have, all of the little sounds that are annoying around you, all of the, you know, worries you have, all of the bad stuff, so to speak. Because when you can be grateful for all of that, then you got it made. Then we're past that aspect of being even the least bit frustrated over anything. The last bastion of raising our consciousness. In fact, probably the first and last. To never get upset again. Because we always replace it with gratitude. So, imagine being grateful for noises or distortion or the city or anything that annoys you. You might ask, okay, well, how can we be grateful for this? Well, of course, the first thing a lot of people say is, these are teaching us lessons. These are also giving us the opportunity to learn to go to a place of stillness and peace instead of being reactive. Because without that opportunity, it's not like we're going to learn it by studying. You got to really practice. So every little annoyance is an opportunity to learn how to deal with it in a gratitude state or a compassionate state or a state that is not reactive, even simply just being present in your own body, being present with what is, with no reaction. All of these are opportunities to learn. The Dalai Lama says that if someone hurts you, it's an opportunity to learn compassion. He says that, you know, when someone hurts you, they're hurting themselves. they're creating karma for themselves. So if you actually think about it, someone that hurts you is sacrificing themselves so you can learn compassion. They're sacrificing themselves for you so you can be grateful for that sacrifice. Imagine whatever you ever come up against, no matter how small or how big, if you could bring gratitude first, bring gratitude, nip it in the bud and immediately bring gratitude to it. Oh my God, it's not like I've got it down. But oh my God, that's the deal. I use three main things. Often I can use gratitude for the learning situation. I use compassion a lot. Compassion, they know not what they do. And also I use unconditional love. Bring love to it regardless. Those are the three big ones to really stay in this high vibration. But gratitude is often the easiest. Sometimes it's hard to love someone that's hurting you. Compassion is actually, I find, the easiest of the three for myself, because compassion, it's like you can always see how people are lost, confused. And when you have compassion, then you can have gratitude for them giving you the opportunity to learn compassion. So, gratitude in the face of turmoil, gratitude in the face of any problems with health, wealth, or relationships. But imagine having gratitude for total destruction and tsunamis and hurricanes and earthquakes all around us. Someone said, all of this destruction going on is just the earth releasing tension so we can be in a place of perfect peace again. So we can be grateful for all of this destruction. Someone else said, you can be grateful for Hitler, because actually World War II actually brought everybody together on the planet. Hearts were opened when millions and millions of people were killed, and actually created a whole community around the entire planet that hadn't existed before. Same with the tsunami in Japan. The planetary heart, people's hearts opened everywhere with compassion for all the people that had died and for the way the planet is being hurt. People's hearts were crying. Can we be grateful for this heart, for all these hearts, millions, billions of hearts that are opening on the planet around these catastrophes? It's bringing people together. I remember when we had the big earthquake here. It's like, I got to know my neighbors. It's the first time I really got to know my neighbors. Or another example, just my landlord, her daughter just committed suicide. Now I'm connecting with my landlord on a personal basis as opposed to just paying her rent. So it's like brought us into the realm of, you know, friendship and caring. So it can even be grateful for something that horrible. Now, of course, gratitude does not mean bringing these problems to you. you don't want to resonate them and bring them in. Goodness gracious, no, no, no. Do not resonate these things into being. We're not saying, come on, because I'll be grateful. We're saying that if they do show up, we use gratitude to meet them, as opposed to We can either do or all the different sounds of the emotions, like fear, meet a challenge with fear, or worry, or anxiousness, or any of the lower emotions, even helplessness. All of those sounds break down your body. But gratitude makes you cough sometimes. It's good for your heart. It's good for your nervous system. It's good for the flow of the blood in your system. It's good for every organ in your body. It's good for every cell in your body. The energy and the sound, the associated sound of gratitude, is totally health-giving. And it's health-giving for the people around you, even the ones that are hurting you. But then we can even have compassion for yourself for when you're not being grateful. And then be grateful that you remember to have compassion for yourself. Gratitude for the city. Gratitude for all the crazy crimes. Tricky one, huh? Gratitude for someone that hurts you physically. Intense one. Gratitude for someone that kills one of your family members. Tricky, huh? If you can't find a reason to be grateful for something, you can always just go to the energy of gratitude. Just go to gratitude for your heart and resonate that. And go into that energy. But ultimately, you can always find, I believe, a reason to be grateful for the worst thing you could ever imagine. All chaos that breaks things down is simply clearing a space for something fresher and higher and newer to grow. It's the evolution of consciousness. Things have to die sometimes to go to the next level. So there's always, for anything negative, there's always a way of bringing gratitude to it. So, bring gratitude now to all the positive things in your life we've mentioned. Every single thing you can imagine. It brings you love, joy, compassion, all these different higher emotions, feelings, life, and bring gratitude to all those things around you that are challenging, conflicts, including those inside you, physically, mentally. resonate this energy of gratitude for all of this, again, through your whole body, through everything around you, rather through your auras, through every cell in your body. And while you're doing this, feeling this gratitude throughout your system, notice all the other bubbles of gratitude of people listening on this radio show. Energetically, there's this whole group of people resonating gratitude. And when you have a lot of people, even two people, or two things that resonate anything at the same time, you create a resonant field. You know, it's like when you see someone in love, there's this whole field of energy around them. So feel this gratitude that everyone on this call is feeling, besides your own gratitude you're feeling. And now you can bask in this field, this resonant field of gratitude we've created here. But then take it a step further. Think of all the people on the planet that are in a state of gratitude right now. There are 400,000 babies born every day. So today there's probably at least 600,000 parents in gratitude right now. Probably a lot more than that. They're remaining in gratitude even weeks after their baby is born. Not to mention all the people that live in gratitude. Not a huge amount, but there's a lot of small percentages, you know, people that live in a gratitude like a small percentage. Well, they add up. They add to this whole field of gratitude for babies. It's also all the ascended masters, archangels, and all of the positive aliens that are resonating this energy of gratitude with us all. It's a huge field of gratitude on the planet, along with this field we've created here with all the listeners, along with this field of gratitude for your heart and everything you're grateful for, including all the negative. Huge field, very powerful. So, now I'm going to play a song of toning gratitude, and you can tone along with this gratitude and feel it completely in your body, heart, and soul. Gratitude, even for suffering, even for pain, even for fear. Gratitude for aggravation, irritation, disturbance, annoyance. Gratitude for love, light, Spirit and Source. gratitude for lifetimes to come. And imagine all of us